Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I'm your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now, pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Oh, man. We are live and it's hot in these streets. Look at these beautiful black people. Ooh, look at her. Look at her. Get it. Boop, bop, bop, bop. Pay what she owe. Pay what you did for the cold crush. Pay what you did for the cold crush. I am Marcus Onesimus Boston, podcast poppy, podcast Eddie, podcast prophet. Welcome to the mob. This is Cognac Corner. Real conversation, real people about love, sex, relationship, all fueled by cognac. Oh, round of applause is not ready. Shame on myself. Hold on. Wait.
I be doing the same shit, bro.
So shame on myself. Damn.
I just be coming up with little jokes in between.
Hold me down while I get my cut. Hold it down. Put some shit out to me.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Be little. Let me act like you don't be talking.
All right. Wait. Quiet, there we go. God damn. Come on, sound effects.
Oh, they not thugging like they're supposed to.
Shit.
Turn up the volume.
God damn it. Today we have a new connoisseur, new queen to Cognac Corner. Man, if 2020 had been a blessing, I say you was a lie. Look what has brought to my life. So close to my birthday. Man, God is good. We have B Lolo in the building. Thank you for coming. Thank you some time. Oh, I'm gonna buy something. No.
We made it happen.
You gotta put it out there. If you don't try, you don't get.
He was like, "Call B Lolo." I was like, "What the fuck? I call B Lolo."
Look, I was there
and delivered. Also, you hear that great sultry voice of the podcast king, Nico the Great's back in the building.
What's happening, y'all? What's popping? Yeah,
it's
good.
B Lolo got her a rose because she worked it.
Look, y'all. This made my day.
Yeah, man, look at it.
Look, y'all. She ain't here being high yellow now.
Shit. So, being as an icebreaker, because we had Nikki on the Sewell audience, which was a hush. We made some shit happen that night. We just made some great shit happen. Wasn't part of the plan, but we made some dope shit happen. We had some good ass clips out of that, too.
Them clips was
fucking hard. I was like,
it was like 2 hours in this moment.
Yeah, duh.
Shooting this shit. I was drunk. I don't drink vodka. I was drunk.
Oh, it was a motherfucker. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So we have on this show, on this one, we have 60 Shots brought to you by Big Stu Film. Big Stu makes you look better than you deserve. Find Big Stu at BigStuFilms.com and Big Stu Films all over social medias. Okay. That's my photographer, though. Just the t-shirts and shit. That's my guy making me look great. Yeah. It's Big Stu out here. Yeah. I got a thing for white guys with beards, apparently. One guest thought Stu was Cecil. I was like, no, that's not the same guy. she swear that was the same guy. I said, I know they look similar, but that's not the same person. But she couldn't believe it's great.
Hey, I believe it too. All white dudes with beards
look
alike to me too.
They really do. Once I get that little part, the
little
glasses,
the
little shaper, the little
taper.
It's one person.
Yeah. Done. All right. So we're going to play 60 Shots. Are you ready? I got a sound effect for this. You're going to wrap me in my joy.
Greetings and welcome. I want to play a game.
You know, respect my production on this. Okay. I won't be the next for me to Pharrell a podcast.
All right,
give me a skin regimen. Go hell yeah.
That nigga is three vampires in one. He's starting to age now. He's starting to slowly age, looking brittle.
That's a kid that's doing it to him.
He's looking brittle.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Weed.
Is that really a guilty pleasure?
I don't know. It depends on who you're looking at it.
What is my guilty pleasure? Is it a shameful pleasure?
I watch porn like a motherfucker too. Porn premium changed my life. That paywall, that paywall is different over there. It's, I swear for God. Swear for God. Swear for God.
I done thought about it.
That $10 is worth it. It's that $10. They can have that. That
$10. I just don't need it to say that on my account.
Like, it's very conspicuous. You wouldn't notice.
It say
like something that doesn't say porn. Yeah.
I might have to
cop
it.
Yeah.
Go and get you that little 7-day trial and see if it works.
Yeah.
You
know, that 7 days is like, you're like, shit, I ain't never going back. I got a whole profile. My favorites and shit. I got a whole. Girl, favorites. You make a playlist. Oh, man. Shit, favorite.
I need you. I'm editing clips and shit. I'm trying to go. I need just from 24 minutes to the 27 on this video.
She'd be in 4K.
I'll feel you though.
But you a man, like when a woman says that, they be like, oh my God.
Nah, I know hella women.
Look, when I be bored, I be like, okay.
I'll just watch them motherfuckers. Like
for real, just watch it?
I have. I mean, I ain't saying I ain't not just watching it for the other part too, but
cross that paywall. You never leave.
That's why I ain't.
You gonna find that $10 to give it to him every month. You gonna find a way.
You gonna cut off Apple Music for that motherfucker. You know what, songs ain't really what they used to be no way. Right. Motherfuckers only 2 minutes a piece.
Man, that should be a 4K, 1080p, be the whole length. Oh man, it's great.
No coochie in 4K.
Woo! Buddy, buddy,
had me fucking buddy, into my damn buddy, TV and shit,
buddy,
dog.
Buddy.
I'm really gonna go home, man. Be
buddy,
like,
buddy,
fuck
buddy.
It. You got a 7-day trial, YOLO.
Okay, how many of your opposite sex friends have you been with? We know about you, whore. Yeah, we heard about you. We got evidence. We know how you get there.
I don't be doing shit. Whatever y'all heard is a myth.
Shit.
Depending on who tells you.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't cross that boundary.
Yeah, I recently fell into the position where I'm happy with hanging around women that I like to hang around with, and I sleep with them.
That's good.
I'm happy there. I'm good there. It's enough.
Yeah, homegirls. Yeah, it's
I think I'm only a lot of homegirls. I crossed it. We ain't homegirls.
I think
no more.
I think it's only one homegirl I crossed that, and it was just so random But we still like that's like always been like my homegirl. I was like, man, I'll never do that shit again, just because we cool. Like it was weird then, just because I was like, man, how we get here? I used to like joke about it before. It was like, yeah, look at me.
Dude, was you drinking at the time?
It was a drunk thing.
I won't hold you to that.
That was some years back.
Youngest and oldest person you've been with. What did you say to that question?
I know my oldest was like, I was 25. That was like 49 or 50.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? It's good up there.
Hold on. Dog around this bitch.
Before
you start to get that coochie areas. Whoa. Why would you say that?
40 year old shaving their coochie too soon.
Yay.
Let me get that motherfucker waxed. That motherfucker waxed. The best part, like, they can't get pregnant because all that shit gone. They been gutted. It's like, oh,
some
yeah.
Some
of them
still care.
Nah.
Some of them still care.
These ones, I be looking for sick, but I'm good. I feel it. I'm good. And I'm sure.
Now you got to
You know, you're trying to fan off. Oh, I brought fans to women's houses. Like, you ain't got a fan? No, where about me? Go to my trunk. I'm gonna sleep in this house with a goddamn fan. God. The fact that you monster. Got on deck is hot. Just a funny who part. Raised you?
Yeah, youngest probably like
just
made.
Like that's just nasty. Yeah, like I hate it here.
Oh my god.
Okay, Bilo, what's yours?
I've never dated older. And I only go 5 years.
Well, I ain't dating none anymore.
That's it. I've never really dated somebody my age though.
What's wrong with you? Why is that?
Man, they be too stuck in their ways. I be trying to have fun.
You trying to be in these streets.
They watching Sopranos. I ain't
Sopranos. Oh, that story you put on fucking on Facebook about that Gemini. That shit had me hollering.
That was just the tip of the iceberg.
I don't want more of that ice, but man, what you did share, that shit was hilarious.
Man, that was just the tip of the iceberg. I felt like what do you call it? And he wasn't even older than me. He was like the same age. But like, it was very, it reminded me of like 50 Shades of Grey, if that makes sense. Like,
I need you to come up shit.
Late. I went over there, I spent the night, then the next day, I get a long, like, text was like, these are my contingencies on being with you or dating, us is dating. You have to come over at least 3 nights a week. You have to, it was like a whole list.
Mm-hmm,
and then when you don't come over, like, if you come out, you got to come over the next day with breakfast. And you have to serve him the breakfast.
Who the fuck you talking to? Like, I don't understand how you tell another human.
It was like, too cold. Put it back.
Man, I'd have swung on that motherfucker. I'm like, no, fuck you.
50 Shades of Grey.
He 50 Shades of Bread.
You're talking too much.
First time Rich said that shit to me, that shit was over with. I'm like, girl, what?
Oh, you talking too much.
I'm like, okay, yeah.
You can't be talking to me.
I left something in the car. Hold on.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You're talking too much.
Talking too much. I'm going to murder this motherfucker down. Look.
But you better back the fuck on up. You better go somewhere. I'm like, I don't know what.
Go upstairs and go to sleep.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
If I would have got to the point where I took that deep sigh, I was gonna go off on that bitch.
That was the most unique situation I've ever been in.
How did you? Why
white liquor or dark liquor?
Dark.
We know you, young savage. You want no ice? I'm surprised you wanted a motherfucking glass. Like I drink out the bottle.
Let me would have been at home. If anybody else drinking it. It was a shot.
Oh, man.
Dark.
Tom's the plan B.
Pull out.
Plan B.
Unless I ain't trying to get you pregnant. I'll just.
That's why you need the plan B.
Yeah, but don't anybody remember why I spend 50?
Depends on my weight. It depends on my weight. It could be more than that.
What you mean? The big girls got to take two of the bitches.
It's a weight.
Damn, nigga, you just hit me. They ain't telling y'all that, niggas. Niggas, I'm gonna post this as a status. Niggas, did you know motherfuckers had the big girls got to take two? Plan B.
Yeah, it's a
And I'm gonna say, say it be Lola. Put the weight on there.
That's too funny. That's too funny.
It's a weight. If they over like $180, $100 something, you gotta pop two of them things.
Wow.
Raw sex fire, but I'll just be like, at this age, man, first of all, I ain't trying to spend all necessary Plan B money.
$100.
That's fitting. Because think about it. Especially if I fuck with somebody, that means, nigga. We're going to be buying these bitches like we buy the weed.
Man.
I don't want to do that. So
I don't want you to do it either.
You might as well just buy some rubbers, man. Call it a day. Buy some thin good ones.
But thin ain't never thin enough.
It ain't. It ain't until it's to the point where it's like, all right, bitch, I'll get you $5.
Now, let me ask you a question. As a man, you know.
What is it? You got some shit.
I feel like I know this question.
Like, what's the real difference?
What? You ever washed your hands?
Yeah.
You ever washed your hands with a plastic glove on?
Touche.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna submit that for an Emmy. That's for a podcast Emmy. That was Emmy worthy right there.
I mean, think because I've washed my hands with a plate. I've had water run on my hands working at a fast food place. That would piss me off. So
thank you.
It depends on how thick that motherfucker you because they got some good ones.
Yeah,
and then you can use the right rubber. That motherfucker thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll still bust a nut in a rubber. So it ain't like it ain't possible.
Yeah, it ain't possible. It just takes a lot.
It's just so much better now. Cause I done been up in something with a rubber before where I was like, bitch.
Oh, she was special.
I'm scared of that.
She is special. Oh, she's one of a kind.
How many times did you do it with the rubber with her? I bet you came back without the thing. The next go around.
I don't remember.
Dang.
I don't know.
I'm gonna be like Nico when I grow up.
Nah, y'all won't be like
that. No, no. Don't let her do you like
Nico
that.
Nico Grono.
Favorite position?
I don't even know the name of this one.
Oh, no. I'm Mr. Freaky Man. Come on, Mr. Freaky Man.
It's like, all right, say if you was like, yeah, y'all like she laying flat on her stomach.
Uh-huh.
With her legs closed and you on top, laying flat on top of her as well.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
call it the hunching.
The hunching. Look, the hunching is one of my favorite.
The hunching.
If you get up in that motherfucker right,
the hunching.
You be in that thing. I don't know. I can only attest to me. I'll do my razzle and dazzle.
Damn. Nico likes the hunching.
I'm still thinking. That's a horrible.
If I had to pick one, like that's just like your basic.
I mean, you need a top three. You want to give me some of the breeze.
Tell me yours.
Well, it's been so long. I can't tell you.
If we're doing three. I'm gonna pick the one I just said from the back. Missionary.
That missionary be coming in clutch. I'll be
going clutch on that motherfucker. That's what you're trying to take somebody's soul for real. Yeah, I stare my fucking in the eyes and shit. Yeah, oh, fuck.
And what? Maxwell playing in your mind.
I mean, none of that. What? I don't need no Maxwell in my mind.
When that soul gets the light,
the lights on. I don't get no fuck.
Marlon.
I'm with it.
It's been a long time for a real one, too. I forgot what it is.
Okay, where are we at? Shit. What is your personal heaven and hell?
I don't even know how to answer that question.
My hell was dating that Gemini.
That's a great answer. Great answer. Great answer. Yeah.
How do you answer that? I don't know.
That was hell.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you never had it. Not having an answer is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's some shit. That's a Katie question. I'm giving credit for all the bad ones. I stole a bad one on that one. Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather be with a 10 with bad sex or I'm gonna go with a 4 and bomb sex?
A 4?
All right, okay.
About... Well, if you do a 4, it ain't no sex.
Yeah. Okay. It actually says 6 on the paper, but is 6 better?
I'll take the six. Just for the simple fact that if the 10 can't get it together, I'm gonna cheat on them.
No!
Don't matter how cute you is, if your coochie trash, your coochie trash. If we can't get, if it ain't fixable.
It's a nice wrapping, but it ain't nothing in that box.
I'm gonna either cheat or I'm gonna have to leave. Yeah, fuck right, I'm leaving your ass for the 6. So I should have just went with my ass in the first goddamn game. Saved you the heartache. Yeah, nah. We too grown.
Yeah, this ain't even that important.
We too girl. At this age, I ain't teaching nobody. Not at the 30s.
Is bad feet a deal breaker?
Man, I ain't no feet person. So.
What? You gonna be fucking out
some? I have. I ain't gonna say I ain't never did it. It don't bother me, like, but I ain't no feet person. I've done it before. Like, and that wasn't no shit I did. Like, I've been managed for years. That shit didn't happen to us. Yeah, I've been lit. But since high school, but. Yeah, that shit happened like the first time, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Really? On
some drunk shit. I was like, fuck it.
Is it the black toenail? If it's the black one, I don't think I could do that. You have to wear socks and Reeboks in our relationship. Because I can't. How you get the black honey? I had asked that on Facebook. Like, I really need to know.
Hellas. Stub in your toe, hellas.
Lady sitting over there, her toenail's black. Tell me how, ma'am.
I don't know how my women do. I never seen a woman with black toenails.
You can tell. If her nail polish is always dark on her feet, them toenails black. Mm. I'm putting you on tonight.
I'm like, I ain't never seen you with a white.
No.
Did somebody use Usher song? This that one nigga, this Luke Nasty. It's Luke Nasty. Oh. Hey. I heard this.
Who is
this? That's DJ Luke Nasty?
Yep.
That nigga don't do nothing but take other people's songs and make them. He stole a whole song from Anderson .Paak and remade it. Might be.
That. Yep.
That's Anderson .Paak's song.
Yep.
Anderson .Paak version is so much better.
Damn. Yeah, bro, Timmy's ass. What was the name of Power? That was Andre. He played Andre on Power, right? Earl Timmy.
Who?
Earl Timmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
can't. That's who sings on that song. Oh. Yeah, he said. Right. I hate it, man.
I
have
no
Earl Timmy's on that song. That's Earl Timmy's on that song. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That song turned into pure trash as soon as that song.
Like
who? From Power? Fuck him. And all his dreams. Forever.
Forever.
You forever bitch ass, motherfucker. When was the first time you fell in love?
2016.
High school.
2016. That was the last time or was the first time?
First and last.
Damn. Grand opening, grand closing, huh?
High school. Sorry, it's like 16, 17.
Like love. That's like for real love or like that bullshit.
There's a difference now. I'm talking about that real life.
Would you still qualify that as love based on what you know now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's what I struggle with. Like, I would normally, back in the day, maybe 2 months ago, I'm like, I fell in love twice. You know what I'm saying? But when I think about it, make the list, or it wasn't nothing love like.
I talked bad to that girl mama one time for her. That's all I know.
Mama?
Yeah, if I fucks with you, I don't play about you. If I feel like you getting dead wrong, I don't give a fuck. Who doing it?
Don't you went off on
me. I mean, I didn't go off. It wasn't even like a direct thing. She did some wild shit. I kind of said something out loud, and she's like, what? I repeated that shit. I don't give no fuck. And then by the time I dropped her girl off to where she needed to go, at my homeboy crib, I went back to the crib. Her mama was done. Like, talking to my mom, and then my mom was like, apologize. I was like, sorry. Then walked back in the crib. Fuck that.
Sorry.
That's what I was saying. Sorry. And walked in the house.
How long did y'all date?
Like 2 years. No. We still cool to this day. Mm-hmm. My friend lost my virginity to everything.
Well, oh, see,
Yeah. I mean, that don't really mean much of a nigga. Like, we over it, but I lost my friend, my girlfriend in high school. Both did.
That's cool.
That's my nigga. We still cool. I talk to her every once in a while.
When was the first time you had sex?
16,
17. So you was fucking in love, huh? That's what made you fall in love? Fucking?
I loved it before then. I lost my movie to... I lost my virginity to the movie Purple Rain. That shit was playing in the background. So we used to live 2 blocks from each other. And on my street, if I go up far enough, once you get to a certain house, like we can cut through the grass and I can get to her crib. So we was on the phone talking about hella. I'm took a shower, all this other type of shit. Walked over there. She lived in a ranch style house, so her mom went there, so I went through the window in her room.
Look at you, Dawson.
Yeah.
Get your old boys and hood ass out of here.
I just know if the motherfucker walk through the front door and the neighbors see me. So I said, I just snuck through the window. Hit that motherfucker. But look though, we ain't even got to the park. So I went through the window. We chilling. I'm saying, it happened. Straight, we fucking the movie on. Ooh. And then she know how I
fuck
it
with VHS.
No, it was on BET.
And
then, motherfucker, her mama came home.
When it was black. Ooh.
So she know the house. Like, she heard the garage. She's like, my mama, you like, man, nigga, what? I have my drawers in my hand. The condom still on. I hopped up, pulled my pants on, went through the window. Like, you know how the wooden fences
That's when niggas was in shape. Shit, like, hop that motherfucker and ran two blocks to the crib.
Not you hopped out the window. You thought about that all night, too.
Well, shit, I talked to her. A couple 20 minutes.
Did y'all fall asleep on the phone?
I don't know, girl. After that, it was on and cracking, though.
How long was y'all together? How long was y'all together? That was the first time. How many times been in love since then?
Once.
So total two times?
Huh? Her and my son's mama.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Both of them was light skin. I found the L in there. Both of them was light skin.
Oh, shit. Wow. Curveball. And when was your first time you had sex, Bilola?
I was 20.
Oh, okay. You was late. Yeah, that's not. I wasn't late. That's
a late boomer. I didn't get my first kiss until I was like 16, 17.
Aww.
I didn't really get no play.
What were you at? We missed each other. Where were you at? I should have been where you was at.
Was pulling school.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see them school pictures.
I didn't even see.
No, I need to see the pictures because sometimes you'll see a month, you'll be like, it makes sense. Sometimes you're like, nah, Shay, the parents in the grave together. Shut up.
No play. I didn't get no play, y'all.
I don't want no shit for you. I became like a senior. And I really want no shit.
I wasn't talking to no boys. My school was 85% girls. And, you know, it's a visual. I went to VAP.
Yeah.
And then a percentage of the young men
was gay.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
But a percentage were like, you got to think in high school. Who
niggas
you,
like niggas.
You know, you weren't trying to do under a six, and you ain't got that many options. There's only 15% boys, and a percentage of those boys like boys. So it's shrinking the pool. So most men who was probably a four or a two was still getting played because he had no real options.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was in our sharing girl, and you know about it.
Niggas in school with options.
That was visual that. Ass pussy.
Don't let you be cute. Got a little pay for them snacks. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not paying for the snacks.
Oh, yeah. I get my snacks, but I ain't buying nobody no snacks.
Let you have a little cart. let you come in with the Jabos with the color piece often.
Ooh, I had the black joints with
them. I hated all you niggas with the Jabos jeans, the different color straps. I hated all you motherfuckers.
My mama bought me a pair for the winter dance. I wasn't even going to go. I bought a ticket last minute to go with the homeboys. I had the all black pair with the red straps. Them bitches was hot, man. If they came back in like a normal size pair of pants, hell yeah, I bought the bitches. I don't give a fuck nobody talking about
it. I posted one.
But they wasn't a real pair.
They wasn't a real pair. No. But they look good.
But I don't understand why they wouldn't bring them bitches back. They would make a killing.
They look good, though. They cool, right?
They would make a killer right now. Just make them so what they ain't that big. You needed them straps.
I'm not doing that shit. Fuck them.
You needed them straps because the motherfuckers was parachuting.
Hate them sons of bitches. I'm going to stay my Levi's, my motherfucking polo shirt, goddamn it. Polo ain't let me down in 25 years.
You wear a fresh polo.
I want some stocks.
I can't.
What is the shortest? I asked you this one. What's the shortest time between partners?
What you mean?
Like girlfriend? Like sexual partners? Like,
I don't know, bro. I don't even want to talk about that.
What did you say?
Think I ain't trying to blow up his phone.
It was the next day.
Big fit.
It was yesterday, and then like that night, you know, I had to change up. Nico ain't about to blow.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
4 years.
4 years.
4 years. 4 years.
The lies you tell. Favorite porn category. Here we go. Cross that paywall. It's just so much better.
Shit,
it's so beautiful over there.
Black women in the show. I mean, I don't say I don't watch it. I've watched some, like, I don't watch, like, interracial porn. I don't fuck white girls, but.
It just be so janky.
Depending on which one you
watch. The production, yeah. The production.
You gotta watch the newer top motherfuckers that you watch.
If you watch, like,
the production's different.
The old school joints used to be trash.
The
old school joints was trash.
The whites.
You look at the whites. And they be having a whole story. It was a fire. Come put the fire.
It'd be a whole story. I'll be watching. This is a good movie. It's some dick coming. I know, but I'm chilling. I'm watching.
You know, the funny ones, the good ones that come with a funny little story. Not even a funny. The little, what, black videos?
Like Good Times.
The black videos and Black Raw.
Yeah, Black Raw videos. Is crazy.
I'm like, first,
the lighting is great.
The only reason I watch it is I'm like, what camera is they using?
Yes, the lighting like, is niggas, so great.
These niggas' camera.
It's like so good. Yes. Yes. Fire. That shit should win Oscar every year.
Listen, a legit Oscar. Like the motherfucker. I'm like, it always seemed like it's in a first person view, and then that motherfucking tenant turned into a flick. I'll be like,
yeah. That motherfucker good, man. The bitches on there be too small for my taste, but they had a couple thick ones. I made sure I saved those. Let me save these to my file for later.
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to have to. Y'all going to have to send that one to me so I can check that one out.
You got to type in black. Watching, no.
It's not black porn. It's interracial. But it's called black.
But the thing is called black.
Because she's getting blacked by these shiny ass, like, Tyrese ass niggas. These niggas is crazy.
Capital letters B L black.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I'm still gonna have to check it out.
Yeah,
because Black Point,
it's interracial.
That production is rough, baby.
They come in there with the first off, they ain't got no real mattress. It's just a cotton.
Oh no! I don't know what videos you be coming across.
With the long sock and the tennis shoes, get on the floor, bitch. And then they get like, what? Oh, look your ass, bitch.
You want this dick?
Ask her how her
Dick
day was.
Dick down in Dallas, ran through in Raleigh.
Ask her how her motherfucking day was, cuz.
Get on that dirty ass mattress.
You trying to get this dick, man.
But no, for real, when I'm thinking about it in my mind, like, even if you were to watch the amateur porn, and it'd be like, quickie before work. They still put them long socks and them tennis shoes in the kitchen. Like, no. But I like the amateur stuff. I don't like all the production.
I'm like a female. I'm like a couple. I like female fake taxi.
Yeah. Hey, they got the one on there that's cracking.
Man.
But it ain't fake, though. They was in Vegas. It's like one of them old school, what was that cab show back in the day?
Taxi Cab Confessions. Yeah.
And she was back there getting done.
Man.
And just met him, too. I was like,
ooh,
you a hoe.
She's living her best life.
Right?
Yeah, that female fake taxi pretty good. I watched those. Oh, I crossed that paywall.
Oh, my God.
There's great things over there.
The ferry's $10, and I don't have any money.
However shall I pay? Well, I got an idea.
What is your idea?
You pull that meat out on her back.
No, sir.
All the black guy gets here with a ski mask. Drive me away.
It be them titles that begin. Like, you watch it. Black dude fucks white girl in the back of a moving vehicle while the jumps out of a big truck. I'll be like, damn, nigga, God. You did a lot during this little 3-minute clip, nigga.
I'm in the wrong truck. What do I do? Blocks away.
You about to suck this dick, bitch.
The whole dick?
Yeah, it'd be fucking hilarious. I'll be weak as fuck. I'll be like, nigga, sit your stupid ass down, bitch. If y'all don't just do it and come on, we knew y'all was finna fuck. That's why we're here. I know, that's why I be laughing, because I'm like, some of the dialogue, it'd be like, look, you know why we're here. I know y'all here to fuck. Why y'all doing all this extra shit? I don't need to see y'all do a lot of this shit. Why you meet in the club, nigga?
Mom, fuck stepson's best friend.
I hate music in mine.
Yeah.
I don't like music. I don't want to hear no music. I want to hear cheeks clapping.
That's all I want to hear as soon as I click on that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Nothing else. You ain't got to romance me with that jankety music.
Okay. are you a cuddle monster or a bitch get off me?
I'm a cuddle monster.
I'm gonna cuddle for a little bit. What? No, okay, depend on the size of the person. Cause if we both a little not cause I got an issue with it, motherfuckers get hot.
Yeah.
Get hot. Smaller people who don't have a fan
in their room? Like what kind of monster don't have a fan in their room?
I have one.
The Lolo monster. I don't do fans.
But I have one, but it's just like still you still get hot. But
how do you cut ugly? You won't be hot. It don't work.
Light skinned people reflect because off heat.
Like I'm not sweating. Okay. I'm not sweating all night.
Nah. Yeah, I'll leave.
You gotta take your clothes off. Yeah, I like to be hot.
It's
like
only
the,
so many showers.
Who's sleeping naked?
Only
the
sleep
Lolo Monster. Like I just
only sleep naked if I'm fingers mask.
I just
be in that thing. Oh, yeah, I'm not the cat out the bag.
I only sleep naked though if it's somebody else on the bed with me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
you
sleep.
Ain't never run dogs on the bed like
I have, but it's just it's weird. Like,
no,
it's like you're waiting on something.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, somebody robbed me. I'm like, oh, I broke my dick out. Chill out, cuz. My dick. Yeah, my dick. He be like, you feel your dick? I'm like, I told you that when you was running up in here. Like, damn, fam, you tripping.
You might live, though.
Yeah, man. My dick out. I know you're stealing. Go get the TV. Get the TV in the living room. That's really all I got.
PS5 around the corner.
Get the TV in the living room. That's all I got, man. My dog. I'm going to let the pit go.
I don't see how people sleep with that damn fan on their face.
No. Oh my God. I haven't turned mine on in a minute because my house, like the crib I stay in, got like single pane windows. So when it's cold outside, my whole motherfucking house will be cold. I got my shit on budget billing though, so I just got my motherfucking heat up. 143 a month regardless, nigga, run that. Maybe that bitch be on
Respect it. Music during sex or silence?
Depends. Because, no, I can't. You know why? But it ain't because I don't want to hear the music. It's because I don't want to do that to you. When I do it with music, I'm going to do my thug thing. I'm a music nigga, though. Skating and all of that type of shit. Yeah, you don't want them type of problem. I tell women that. People and women know that. They be like, I don't want to do no music. Yeah, because I'm going to come up in that motherfucker like we skating. Yeah, you don't want to skate up in no coochie if you ain't trying to do that. And now I'm be playing this shit. So I'm gonna start doing the talk part. Hey, baby girl. You know I know how you been feeling. I've been feeling like you've been feeling. Maybe we can chill. I got a fire playlist. Nah.
I don't know.
I like music in the background,
I like,
but.
I like TV in the background.
Yeah, I just don't want to do that to your soul.
I just like to be the whole, like, oh, we watching TV and then.
Oh. Yeah. I don't play the music until I think you're ready.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do that
see,
to nobody.
I don't like the music because the music, you know, is coming. Everything. Like, I don't like
I got a fire playlist. You don't know what's coming. I'm telling you.
No. But you know Bedroom Boom Boom is coming after you play me a few Bobby songs. Now I'm feeling myself.
See, I put that bitch on. See, this is what my playlist. I got a playlist that I skate to. It's a slow one. It's over. Every time I get a fire slow song, I just add to it. So it's like 200-something songs. I never know what's going to fully play within that motherfucker.
So you telling me you can have vibe songs, sex songs, and like hardcore stuff?
These are all just good. It's like me skating music, like but slow music, like that I fucks with, like music that you still fuck to. But like it's lit. The whole playlist lit.
I like regular TV.
I like TV culture too.
Yeah, I like movie. Like, oh, we watching a movie. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Not a Netflix. Are you still watching?
and I pause and I laugh. Yes, and keep forward going. What well,
no, no, we ain't watching, baby. Man, keep that ass up. You ain't got no time to move. You can still turn that motherfucker on. See? I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do.
It is together. Now she can't move.
You ain't gonna be able to do my razzle and my dazzle.
Chokehold.
Some people like chokehold.
Wow.
Choke.
The real freaks.
Who phone is making it happen? Who doing it?
Probably me. Sorry.
What is that? A sprint?
No disrespect.
I'm sorry, Queen. I apologize.
But it is a sprint. I can't wait to get out of this abusive relationship with Sprint.
Do you like whispering dirty talk during sex?
Yes.
What? I talk cash shit. Bitch shit. I wouldn't even have sex if I didn't realize that's the best part of it. That's the best part of the sex. That's what make all the extra shit happen. You know how many motherfuckers on a toe nut? They done nutted.
What?
You gotta have it when you have to get.
Okay, Debo, you got mind control.
Yeah, you supposed to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Nah, I ain't been hit with that Manute bowl yet, then. That's why.
No.
That's why, yeah, what?
The Manute bowl.
I control the room.
Manute.
It's like being an entertainer in the room. Yeah, you got control of the room.
Said the Manute Bowl.
You can't, if you can't do it up here.
What? I agree with that. I'll but make you the ain't coochie. There and say.
Nico make the coochie went. Go woo woo.
Say it again, Nico.
Nico make the coochie go woo woo.
We should have a Nico review. I need to talk to these chicks.
That's a dead body.
I'm saved, man. I'm reformed.
Saved to what?
I save for later.
Right.
I'm talking to them.
Where we at? See, what's your dirty talk? Y'all nasty.
But you go find you. I'll put my whole facts out there. Shit.
This was a what's your number one sexual fantasy?
I kind of want to do it on an airplane. Because I done did a lot of other shit. So
the airplane. Hey, the Mountain High Club.
That would be fire.
You gotta rent a PJ, though. You can't be fucking in fucking American Airlines bathroom. You gotta rent a PJ.
Superman changed the phone booth.
I understand, but man, I think we have a similar taste in women.
First of all, Alexander ain't got PJ money. So we gonna have to do this either. Yeah, no. Listen, I've already told everybody. Everybody know I'll be famous eventually. That shit coming.
But I just wanted to
we
make
talk
sure.
About today. I can afford American Airlines today. I can't afford no PJ today. If I do it on the PJ, I ain't going to no bathroom. We doing it on the middle of the motherfucking plane. That's the only way I'm getting the PJ. If I can come out in the middle of the pilot, come out this bitch.
You keep flying.
You come out if you want to.
No matter what you hear.
You got to come out. You got to use the bathroom, nigga, knock twice. And somebody else better be up there flying because you better not leave that motherfucker until we get to our destination. But right now, we can do it on Southwest. And I'm with shits.
Southwest, you get
that and
bad.
Then the motherfucking... Dressing room, like the mall or some shit.
Oh man,
I ain't never did that. I did the movie theaters before. I did that in high school.
Ooh, excuse me,
so, I was live. I'm just in the park movie theaters. I'm probably dead. Excuse me. So at one point that. In time, when I'm my youth, I done did it in a car more than a bed. Just long enough to say I couldn't do nothing at home. All right, got whipped. Yeah, airplanes, probably that. No wrong.
So, who answered this fantasy question? Did we get an answer yet?
He answered it. I didn't answer.
What's your fantasy?
Put me in a glass box.
In an airplane. Right? You said an airplane.
Put me in a glass box.
I would do that.
The curtain, the dude, glass box, curtain go up, whole audience.
I would do that, too. I would do that.
Showtime.
You know, it's a place up the east side like that somewhere.
I'm talking about, but it's
a place where you can do like people watching shit. I've heard, I've never been, but yeah, if I did, I'll tell the truth.
That ain't a $10 membership, I'll tell you that. That said,
No, I would do that. Yeah, motherfuckers.
Don't steal mine.
I didn't say it's stolen, I said I would do it.
I said,
yeah, motherfucker, watch it. Yeah, what? Turned up in that bitch.
Wow.
What? I'll fill out an application to do porn. Y'all laugh.
Do you know how disturbed
for naughty America?
Do you know how disturbed I would be if I was going through that shit? I saw me. I'm like, no!
y'all wouldn't have known me in this way. Y'all wouldn't have known me this way. This shit was way
too far. Oh my god!
And it was for naughty America. And I got accepted. All I had to do was go take the test. The only reason I ain't do it, besides the conscience of my child. I started this job like 2 days before I was supposed to fly out.
Look at God. Amen. Woo. Amen.
You gave up buku upfront money.
It wasn't buku upfront money. It was first off the
explain these terms.
I had to go like, okay, so once I took I got reimbursed for the test. They would have flew me out to San Diego for 4 days. And if I would have did a shoot every day. I'd have got $500 a day. So, yeah, that'd have been 2 stacks. But what if they ain't keep me after that? What if I didn't do like what I thought I was going to do? Because at this point, it's hella people watch. You think you're going to do it. I knew I would have did it. I'd have did that shit. But I would have had to commit to this is what I'm going to do now. Because these going to come out, I'm pretty sure. So now I'm going to have to do that shit. If I low-key, the only thing stopping me was showing the conscience of, I'm like, man, I can't go to my job. PTA. And see, you'd be like...
Nico, is that you?
Because you know what? I would have used this fucking name. So this name is going to regardless. the good Lord helped y'all make it into a podcast host. It could have been a nigga slang in a bitch.
Is that you, Nico?
I'm just telling the truth, shit. Fuck it. YOLO.
I can't.
I would have did it. I'm telling y'all. I would have did that shit.
And like Naughty
I,
America.
Like I wasn't younger. I was younger. Because me and my homies talking about it in college. I'm like, fuck, can I do that shit? Had I been looked into it like I found it then? What? My broke ass in college and when I was 18? Nigga, fuck
school. You was thinking about this career path at 18?
Yeah, I've been watching porn since I was like, fuck it. Since I discovered Channel Zero at Playboy.
iPhones changed my life. That's when I got that smartphone. Man. I remember going to like the swap meet and like buying like porn in the DVD section.
The swap meet?
Out there on the Rock Road. Out there by North Hanley, that Metro Link. Used to be the used to be a swap meet and then I go there and buy porn. I feel like 5 for $20.
Crying. I can't.
I still have the old leather CD cases.
Yeah.
Where like 2/3 of it CDs I used to buy from like Columbia House and shit. The last third is all the porn DVDs I bought back when Pinky was little. Ooh. Back when Cherokee was on fire. When Jada Fire was fire.
Next question. Not when Pinky was little. I can't.
I like Big Pinky, but that's just me. But I remember when she got out here, I like Big Pinky, but that's just my taste. You know, I like, yeah, that's just me.
She do like a thumb, though.
Oh, my goodness.
This is my biggest pet peeve for porn. I don't want to watch porn with condoms. Like, what? Yeah, no.
But you know why they have to do it? It's only in certain places.
In certain
it's
people.
By law. No, it's by law, though. In certain states. I think it's like L.A. If they do porn in L.A.
Turn it on. Or, that was Teddy J or some.
Yeah. If, Teddy it's J like, if they do it in like, it's one of them states, L.A. or Las Vegas. If they do porn there, they have to wear it by a state.
Oh, yeah. I'm not watching this.
Why y'all just don't go film elsewhere?
Bro? I said, uh-uh.
If I was going to do porn, I would just do OnlyFans. They get in the bed.
That's independent porn.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
I thought about that.
It was an Instagram model. I thought they was like stand-up women. So I saw they had OnlyFans. I said, oh, I can see you naked.
Some of them on there. Some of them just do a regular shit. Some of them on their spot.
Yeah, I was like, I like
home it. Girl do it.
I respect it. I just want to keep it right here. I want to.
I'll share that motherfucker. Fuck it. It's black business.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go.
I bought like 2-3 of them. Man, fine. Oh, shit. I just turned the subscription off.
I paid for OnlyFans one time. I remember you told. For the massage guy.
I heard you telling me.
Yeah.
The massage guy.
Yeah. He be rubbing women down with olive oil like chicken. And like, he be all up in the crevices. He, like, you wrap your body around him. He just rub you down. Yeah, I paid him $10. He didn't have enough dick or enough sex for that $10.
You just take that same $10 and put that on the Pornhub premium.
If I get one, y'all gonna catch me on that motherfucker.
You never go away.
I'm gonna wear just drawers, ethnic Ishmael sweaters, and eat chicken wings. I'm finna flame motherfuckers. For $3.99 a month. The greatest content you'll ever get.
$3.99.
Y'all can't go be on this slanging dick, man. I got it. I'm trying to be an upstanding citizen.
How many teachers are
here
playing for?
Right.
I was gonna say, how many teachers playing for?
It ain't just the teachers.
You know, my signals always gonna sell some pussy.
You can Google my name
right now. Pussy always gonna sell. God.
You can't Google me though. I ain't gonna flex.
Pussy always sells.
Google Nico the Great. Make sure T H A.
Ma'am, your Sprint phone is causing friction on this software.
It's really Boost Mobile. I know it ain't, but it's giving me Boost vibes. I was telling you.
What body part do you check out on a person first? Where do you start? I realize I have 4 T's, and I'll tell you that on the back end. Go ahead.
Depending on which angle I see there.
So, okay. So, she walking towards you.
Face. Because I can make sure you at least. Well, I guess not, because now.
No, because you can see a shape before you see a face, and you already made a decision.
Thighs, like that whole.
Yeah.
This whole front part. From thigh to coochie to thigh.
Yeah.
That whole middle part. Like y'all look at niggas in gray sweatpants. Don't me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of that.
Because you ain't never asked a nigga that question.
I ain't never thought to. Yeah. You know, it's
welcome to Cognac Corner. Real conversation with real people about love, sex, alcohol, and stuff.
I do nothing but look. It's hella distracting. Like, God damn, girl, your coochie.
I guess it's more easier for men to really decipher. Women, you like, ain't too much you can look at.
I got a beard.
Like, oh, he got pretty legs. No, like, either you got a nice
I actually get that one. That's really weird to me. I've had this a lot. It's really weird. It's mad weird. I think it's the skating.
What they saying to you?
Like, they like my legs. Like, I think it's really weird. Like, I've got it my whole
life. So, like, you thick, buddy.
No, like the calf muscles and shit. I know. That's true. I give everybody 3 free jokes. After that, I'll start cooking.
Who got 2?
Y'all combined. Y'all bounced that off too quick. It was an alley-oop too fast for me. So now the next person tackling, y'all both in the pot. The pot is boiling for 2 minutes right now. It's a shrimp boil right now.
Oh, right? Shit.
But not like calf muscle and shit.
It was a man on one of those shows. He ended up getting his calves done. He got an implant put in his calf.
Yeah, it's too much. He was one of the Watts. That's some Watts people shit. I know white people shit. I got the best whites in the city, but it's still white.
Big Caucasian. Big Caucasian around
this. Yeah,
look at me and Cecil's first suit. Look at our first poster picture. Look at that shit. Like I'm running for office. He my goon or some shit. Yeah,
he like, man, I ain't really want to be here. This nigga brought me. Well, I can't say nigga. That's what I'm thinking. Cause like, look at his ass. Happy ass.
I'm a Texas ass. All kind of expletives. Okay, so what did you say? So you say thighs. Okay, what did you say?
I don't really have nothing. Ain't too. I mean, it's a man.
So what? Okay. Let's modify this question. So what physically about a man hooks you before you get to know him? Because clearly once you get to know him, we can change everything, but...
Maybe his smile. I'm going with smile. That's as much as I can get, because ain't nothing else popping out for me to be like, oh, you're lining. Man, no. Like, your eyes, something like that, but nothing too outlandish.
Okay. Shit. Oh, here we go. This is a nasty one. Full bush or bald?
If I got to choose between the two, I don't have to have a coochie bald.
Yeah,
I don't mind if you got some hair on that motherfucker, but just trim that motherfucker down. If you're going to do it. But, I mean, trim it up. But if you want to have that motherfucker,
bald. You're going to get the coochie how you get the coochie. It depends on how much I like you.
Yeah, I understand. Damn. That. I understand that though. I understand that because it takes some time to get into doing all of that. It's a lot of effort in too.
Ooh,
but
man.
If you don't like me, don't ask me, because if you ask me, I'm gonna tell you. And that's cool. I've had people ask, and I'm like, well, I mean, I don't look. I'm like, one thing for sure, regardless. If you come in there with some hair, I ain't gonna not do it. Like, as long as your coochie ain't stinky and I like you.
Really?
I mean, I don't have women out. I'm like, oh, okay. We in the 70s.
Like beard bush. Okay. Like beard bush. Like.
I don't see him. Yeah.
I've had one.
I was like, oh,
we're not even trying. Okay. Oh, shit. Damn, I didn't drive either. I'm fucked, huh?
I can't.
All right, let me get another drink. Because there we go, baby. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, my God.
We're gonna talk about this tomorrow.
YOLO.
It's sometimes, boy.
Look at it.
Y'all never shit. Amazed me.
She had a nerve to be crazy. What?
You can't be crazy. You ain't had to slap it
down. Right, I was like, come on. Come on, man. And she was mixed. I'm like, come on. You can't be mixed and have look like this. Come on, man. You can't fucking up.
That's a different
you fucking up. You fucking up a great picture with a horrible frame. What are you doing? Fix the frame. So we in the wrong? We should take it how we get it?
Look, it just proves how much she likes you.
So if it's fresh, like she just came from the wax doctor, she really care about you. Because she give you this.
That motherfucker had your leg. I ain't saw that motherfucker. I remember the first time I experienced it. I was like, This motherfucker is smooth. Laying down on that motherfucker. Like,
oh, you gotta have man. A heart to heart like hot. God I'm damn. Just,
I'm a Pisces. I like long walks through Cahokia.
What's your birth time?
What is it?
You answer those kind of questions.
No, I'll never answer one of them motherfuckers again. I'll tell you that much. I just posted a post like that. Some little, it was a text message between this boy and his mama. He texted mom, what time was I born? He said, leave her alone. Yeah, next chick ever asked what time I was born, bitch, you better get the fuck away from me.
Shit.
And I found out. It was kind of cool, though. It meant a little more afterwards, but that motherfucker told me, never again. That coochie ain't that what time were you born, coochie ain't worth it. Fellas. Say yo fellas, I'm looking at you in the camera. Save yourself the motherfucking hassle, my nigga, unless you into that. If you ain't trying to hear about no goddamn Pokemon Sun Moon, none of that, all of that shit, don't do it. Don't do it. Because it's a headache. It's a motherfucking headache.
Voodoo.
Look. She said what she said and she repeated it.
Now, if you into it, that's cool. If I'll play. I faked it. I was just like, oh, okay, that shit, wow, yeah. Oh, that's all you gotta do. Oh, I don't get what the fuck you talking about.
Thongs or boy shorts?
Boy shorts. Oh, a lot of booty just cuffed in the motherfuckers. Thongs, though. Favis and Cisco made the thong song. It's just really been overrated. You might as well not put no drawers on.
That must be the way. That must be the years I spent in the cocaine. Yeah. That's what that is.
That's what you was dabbling with.
That was the peak of my cocaine habits when that thong song came
well,
out.
Well, you do and, not
like,
know no better.
The white girls by the Victoria's Secret thongs like by the thousands. It was always pop out their shorts. I was heavy. I'm talking about when I was in that cocaine during that thong song era. Ooh, buddy. Big Snow.
And it's crazy because you out here. When I came to school at Lincoln and ran into St. Louis women, I knew the love of my life was going to be from St. Louis.
Yeah.
I love them. And it's cool because you can get together one. That motherfucker got a bachelor's, a master's, working on their doctorate, doing all this type of shit. I like that. I want you to be able to do this. But on the flip side, you could do that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to mesh. Mm-hmm. We're going to mesh. You know when to turn it into your professionalism.
Yeah.
But you're going to talk that shit, we're going to roll up and have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in my life.
If I lived in a more darker part of town, I would have been a different path. I was around too much cocaine for too long. But I needed to go through to get here. It made me prepared. So now I'm ready to go home. You see this beautiful picture of my mother? Blessed me for the corner.
That's dope.
Listen, it's just intimacy.
I'm so glad. Y'all remember the Fresh Prince episode when his daddy, Will Smith daddy, mm-hmm. and then he cried at the end, mm-hmm. and then it panned out with that like that statue with the father son sitting statue.
Yeah,
I'm so black. I have that statue at my house.
Yeah, you black as shit.
Like now, as in I've had like it passed down from my parents to get to me. My son have a son. I'm gonna get that to him. Like every time somebody come to my house, I ask them. That's how I test their blackness. I'm like, where you seen that statue?
That's fucked up.
It's only been two people. Two people that's been like, that's from the Fresh Prince episode. Everybody else was like, I don't know.
That's but not
like,
fair.
It was weird, like growing up, like my homeboys was cool, kicking it with like other races of kids. I really, outside the kids that was on my block, just because I knew them. Other than that, everything in my house was black as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything in my house. I've been reading Zane books. Like, mm-hmm. All we had was Black History Book and Zane books. So when I used to get in trouble, I had to read. Once I got tired of reading the Black History books.
That's why you missed the Nasty Man.
Yeah, I read the Zane books. Yeah.
I had a question. How many ethnic kids was on your block or not?
I was the only black kid.
What was the other ones, though?
It was, I mean, one, I ain't played with a lot of kids on that block, but it was like two white kids across the street. But my best friend, how close he stayed, I could ride my bike. All my homeboys, like, as close as we were, we could ride my bike. So that's who I was kicking it with. The little Mexican boy across the street.
Take that mic with you, Nico, when you be moving around. I said, move the motherfucker with you. Shadow?
Okay. Yeah. Shit. I ain't know. I ain't want to fuck with shit.
I know. We got white insurance.
Say less. Now. get out. I went to school. Like, it was mixed. Like, I had 300. We had 3,000 kids in my high school.
Damn.
Yeah. I graduated with 650.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, I graduated. Bro, my class was 60 people.
Yeah.
60 students.
My graduation was like 3 hours.
Mine was an hour and a half.
We got in that bitch and got started.
And a half because I was bullshitting.
Look, we got in that motherfucking guy. They had to have two different people call a name so we can do it quicker.
Bruh. I was the only black guy that graduated in my class. It was a half black
That's
guy.
That's why you was in the fucking white girl.
That's all I could.
But all the star, all like the basketball player niggas at my school fucking.
Brentwood. So. Brentwood, Maplewood, Clayton, Brentwood. That's what Brentwood was small. I caught the off black hair. So, like, all the black girls either was in the grade below me or ahead of me. And the one that was in my class was going ahead of me. So I was like, all right, well, I'm appreciated. Emily, Megan, Meredith, Carly was like, well, come over and hang out. Wow, I know. I think I am more like a sandwich. Can you stay for supper? I sure can stay for supper. You want to drive the car? I have a license. We didn't ask you that. Sure will. Let's go on the bill run.
Man, see, that's what
her I dad mean. Was the mayor.
Man, my homegirl was going to all the white kids' park houses apart. I was like, nah, fair. Well, I was just like,
bruh. There wasn't that many white children at my
school. Even though we had hella, like, even though I was around white kids, like, I just grew up black as hell. Like, all the movies in my house, mm-hmm. all the main characters are black.
I mean, we had white people, but we did not have white people on my street. We had no other ethnicity.
I always tell people, at a time, only got one white person number in my phone.
4 mile radius. Okay.
Only have God one damn, white.
You black as
shit. Only have one white person number in my phone black, at a black. Time. Right now, it's a dude that work at my
y'all.
City, my music.
I'm black, y'all. I'm black, blackity, black, y'all. I'm black, y'all.
Bro, I used to tell people the only thing white in my house was a Larry Bird ornament. Because it was. And it's Larry Bird. I'm that was the only thing man. White in my house growing up. A Larry Bird ornament. It's crazy.
We grew up on the west side. Then we moved to the west end.
I grew up in the suburbs.
I grew up on the west side.
I grew up in the west suburbs of Chicago.
Not Aurora, the west suburbs.
Yeah, you know it's the west suburbs and south suburbs. I grew in the west suburbs of Chicago, Aurora, Illinois, second biggest city in Illinois. So we had, it's like 250,000. It was like, we had hella there. Now it's, I think it's more Latino people than anything. Because them motherfuckers took over.
I grew up on the west side.
If you was on the
east I was side, west side like Minerva and Belt.
I was west side like Goodfellow. And
you was.
Oh, you was nigga, nigga.
Yeah, he was in the street. He was in the heart.
Nigga. Yeah,
I grew up on my weed on good
for you. He was on the outskirts. We can see the other side. Yeah, I wasn't seeing shit from y'all. Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
You had a crossover
yeah.
Page.
Yeah, buddy.
Go down a few blocks.
Yeah.
Then you can see good times.
Mm-mm.
I can't.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm too black.
We got situation right before we got what? And we didn't, she ain't been ever since. Auntie there, our grandmother there, like they just live there. Like,
really?
My aunt is a baby nurse at Barnes, Jewish, okay. But she didn't have any kids. So, like, my mom has two, me and my sister. My sister has two grandbabies. So, I don't have anything really to really keep myself in the family because I don't have any grandbabies. I ain't really got no money yet. So, they really don't have a reason to keep me around. But hopefully, they don't kick me off the boat. I'm trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
But she got two up. She two kids on me. I said, shit.
You gotta have triplets.
I'm just not. That's such a commitment.
It's this championship, baby.
Yeah, but she got two kids on me, man. She got a 5-year-old and a new one. I said, ooh, shit, I ain't got nothing but t-shirts and some aspirations.
And
some,
hey, you better aspire to make that baby.
I'm gonna get the bag, man. That's all I got left. I can't beat in the baby. I don't think I'm having kids. I thought it passed.
I don't think you have a choice.
I don't want to have a new baby. I would rather talk to somebody who already got it. If I'm going to deal with a kid, you already got
to
have a kid.
You ready to be stepdaddy.
I'd rather be stepdaddy.
I'm stepzaddy.
I would rather be a stepdaddy.
Stepzaddy.
Like, I would rather be stepdaddy than have to deal with that crying shit. Because I was an active daddy. And I still am. Yeah, yeah. So to go through that. In the middle of the night, shit, because the next person get pregnant. If you get pregnant by me, bitch, you stuck. We getting married. I already said the next person I make my girlfriend, we're getting married. Because I don't do the, I've only had two long-term relationships my entire life.
The two you was in love with.
Yeah. The next time I've only had other two confirmed. Two in a possible.
Confirmed? This ain't spades.
It is. Two in a possible. Slide me that bottle. One, that one felt like spades. The last, the possible. But the other two was like two months less. I don't even count them. That was like a Netflix trial.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, what Nico. I mean. Yeah, they could tell the story like we was together, but ain't nothing really happened. Wow. Like if we was in a relationship and we ain't do it, that shit don't count. If we was in a relationship and broke and we ain't had sex, that relationship don't count. Unless we was in there for years. Then I can't say that. But I forgot where I was going with
it. I don't know, but I think that thing hit me.
What thing?
All that edible.
Yeah. Shit, I wonder why I was feeling like this. What the fuck? Like, I be forgetting.
I'm trying to go
kind of take it. Look, story time. So, this motherfucker's birthday.
This is Podcast Poppy. Thanking you for listening to part one of this episode. Tune back in next week for the conclusion. Real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac.
Marcus, hey, how you doing? Hey,